From having a big squad in numbers, you know, we've thinned that right down now, and they possibly will be one or two more who leave. And so you go from being quite healthy in numbers to being short. So, but we want to improve. We want to bring players to the club who can improve us, and we want to have a better 2017 than what we had at end to the 2016, because, you know, as a calendar year, for 9 months was fantastic, and then, you know, the last 3 months have been, results-wise, been disappointing. So we want to, you know, invigorate ourselves, really.
Is it inevitable that when you sign a lot of players, when you have to sign a lot of players, some just simply won't work out? You've released a few players, Chris Eagles, Gary Taylor-Fletcher, Bastien Eri, in the last couple of weeks that came in either in the summer or at the start of the season that maybe it's not clicked. Is that just an occupational hazard?
Well, it's impossible for every sign that you make at this level to get it right. You know, you do as much homework as you can, but, you know, some players just don't seem to hit it off at a certain club. And that's not to say they're not good players and they weren't signed with the best intentions, but, you know, that's the one of the problems that you face when you try to sign players.
How much scope is there for permanent additions, given that places in the squad are becoming available?
We haven't ruled out taking people permanently, but they've got to be able to make a difference now and in the future.
Yeah, I guess there's a lot of talk about players who've got potential and this, that and the other, which is fantastic for a club like this, but do you need him to be able to make an impact on a Saturday afternoon?
For us, the future's now. There's no such thing as the future. Trying to grow players and nurture players, you know, they have to be ready to play now.
John O'Sullivan, you had him on loan. He's been released by Blackburn Rovers this week. Is there a potential that you'll see him back here in an Accrington shirt on a permanent basis?
Well, I'd be down to John and his agent. You know, I've spoke to him. He knows my intentions. He knows my desires. It's up to him what he feels best for his career.
And obviously you've worked with him so closely over the years. You know, do you feel like it would benefit him to come back here and be a permanent Accrington player?
Well, I've signed him 3 times and he's probably, apart from a short spell at Barnsley, he's probably only really done it for me. So he has to do what he thinks best for himself.